in our passage for today, we're going to see the ultimate birth announcement. This is before technology and how he could plan all these different things. And the ultimate birth announcement is the announcement of Jesus Christ. Now, Mary and Joseph didn't even plan for this birth announcement. And that was the proclamation of the angels out there on that hillside to the shepherds. No matter how much money we've spent to announce the birth of a newborn baby, none compares to this birth announcement with the angels there on that hillside. Now, this morning, as we get ready for this particular passage, I've actually had a guest come and going to be here via video to read for us and recite for us the passage here from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20 that we'll be preaching from. So let's have our guest here via video read this for us.
I guess you were right, Linus. I shouldn't have picked this little tree. Everything I do turns into a disaster. I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
So there's our guest scripture reader today. Thank you to everybody who read scripture for us today, too. Well, as we talk about Jesus in his birth announcement and that good news of Christ being proclaimed there on that hillside, this morning I just want to share with you three truths about the good news of Jesus Christ. And so we're going to be in Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20. First of all, news this good calls for angelic proclamation. If you take a look there in your Bibles, you see that the shepherds were out there on that hillside, and they were watching over their flock by night, so it was nighttime. And an angel of the Lord suddenly appears before them and proclaims this good news about Jesus Christ and says to them, I give you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. Now, as you can imagine, the shepherds there at night, everything's dark, and all of a sudden the glory of the Lord shines around them, and it says that they were afraid. The phrase there means they were afraid with a great fear, or the word is mega. They were mega afraid, huge they were afraid. That's how frightened they were by the angels, and you can imagine that. You're looking at sheep, and all of a sudden you're looking at the angel of the Lord, so they were afraid of that. The angel says, don't be afraid, so he comforts them, because I'm giving you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. He says that a Savior has arrived, and again, I want to emphasize here that this news is for all the people. The news, first of all, came to shepherds. Now, shepherds were not very high on the social scale in Israel. They were sort of the backwoods guys that were out on the hillside, sort of shunned by society, and religiously speaking, they were unclean because they worked with animals all the time. And so people didn't think very highly of them. But think about the fact that God sent the angel to talk to them about this. God didn't send the angel to King Herod, the aristocrat, in Jerusalem. He sent them to that hillside, sort of in a backwoods sort of setting, to these shepherds. You think also that baby Jesus was born to Mary and Joseph. Very common people. Farmers from Nazareth. Nobody really even knew where Nazareth was. In fact, Nazareth was treated with disdain. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? You remember, I think it was Nathaniel said that in John chapter 1. But the Christ child was given to this young couple. Also, the Magi from the East, they were rich foreigners. And so when we hear about the good news being proclaimed to all people, it really was to shepherds who were shunned, to simple people like Mary and Joseph, but also to foreigners from a faraway land. They heard the good news about Jesus. And the angels say, "For today in the city of David, a Savior who is Christ the Lord has been born to you." A Savior means to be a redeemer or a deliverer, someone who rescues us. We need to be rescued from our sins, and that's what's good news, is we're under condemnation, but when Jesus comes, our freedom has been announced through Jesus Christ. He is Christ the Lord, meaning the one who's anointed of God. In our language, you'd say, he's God's chosen man for the job, okay? And then he is Lord, master of the universe, Lord over all of Israel. That's who would come in this manger. Now, there's something kind of funny here, or maybe just a preacher thinks it's funny, but as you look there, it says in verse 12, "This will be a sign for you. Find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." For a baby to be wrapped in cloths, that's not a big deal. That's normal. But you will find this baby wrapped in the cloths and laying in a feed trough, okay? So that's a little different. Now, if you think about, maybe there were other babies born in Bethlehem that night. So the angels gave the shepherds a clear sign as to who they were looking for. I mean, who lays their baby in a manger, in a feeding trough, right? Usually it's a nice cradle or something like that with clean blankets. Well, this one was probably laying on straw. So that would be a clear sign of who they were looking for. Then as suddenly as the first angel appears, now there's a multitude of angels that appear in the sky and begin singing glory to God. They are praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and God's peace to those who have his favor." So this is quite a birth announcement, isn't it? This isn't just a postcard in the mail or a text you get from a friend. This is heavenly announcement about a baby who was born for all the world. And so news this good calls for angelic proclamation. We need to pay attention to that, that God pulled out all the stops in heaven to announce the good news about the arrival of his beloved son. Here's the second truth. News this good calls for enthusiastic investigation. In verse 15 and following, you see that the angels have gone away now. They've gone back into heaven, back to their home. The shepherds began saying to one another, "Let's go straight to Bethlehem then and see the thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And so they went in a hurry to find out exactly what these shepherds were what the angels were talking about. And they found it exactly as was spoken to them. So they came in a hurry. Verse 15 says that the Lord had made this known to them. And this is what I love about our God. He wants us to know him. And over and over and over again, he reveals himself to us. He announced it through the angels. He announced himself through Jesus Christ. If you think of your scriptures in Hebrews chapter 1, it says, "In many times and in various ways through the prophets, God has revealed himself. But in these last days," and you'll get to participate here in a minute, "he has revealed himself through his son." Good. God wants us to know him. And so this business about people say about, "Well, God, you know, I really just wish God would show me a sign." He has. The sign is his son come into the world and was announced by angels, okay? So we can't say that God is staying hidden in the closet of heaven. No, he's come out and shown us exactly who he is. So he's revealed himself to the shepherds. They go to Bethlehem to see. And we see that this birth announcement results in praise. Praise from the angels. And then down in verse 20, after the shepherds find it exactly as was spoken, they go back praising and glorifying God. And that should be our responses as Christians. Praising God that I'm not left without hope in this world. I'm not left in my despair. There's a light and a life that I can grab onto from God. Now, ladies, you'll appreciate this one. In verse 19, it says, "Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart." Only a woman could understand what that verse means. Taking in all that she had seen and this Christ child that was announced to her and grows inside of her. She's given birth now, and now shepherds come and talk about angels appearing to them about her son. And so instead of trying to talk it all out and try to figure out, she's just mulling these things over in her heart and treasuring them inside of her. You ladies know exactly what Mary is feeling there. Now, the fact that they went and found it exactly as the angels had said and then went and proclaimed it to others should solidify our faith that it was spoken to them. What did happen? They went and found it and investigated, and it was exactly as it was spoken to them. And so they went out based on the evidence and proclaimed the good news throughout the land. And so that should be an encouragement to us. Now, as someone who has heard about Jesus, I want to ask you this. Have you taken the time to investigate the claims about Jesus Christ? Perhaps this morning is the first time that you've heard about Jesus Christ. Maybe this morning is the first time that you've heard about him in detail, although it's a shorter service, so we're not getting tons of detail about Jesus. Or maybe for the last 50 years you've heard about Jesus Christ. Wherever you are in your journey, have you taken the time to investigate the claims of Christ? And not just taking what your parents have said or grandma has said about it, but looking into it yourself. So if you're not a Christian yet, I encourage you to do so, to investigate Jesus Christ. Your search for truth will not come up empty, just as the shepherds went and found it exactly as the angels had proclaimed it. Also, if you are a Christian, I want to encourage you to investigate Jesus in a deeper way. The deeper we go with Jesus, I guarantee you will not be disappointed with what you find. You'll grow in a deeper love for him and a more solid foundation for your life. And so here's a verse for you, Colossians chapter 2, verse 3. It says, in Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. You want to know more about God? You want to know more about life? Dig into Jesus. Investigate Jesus Christ in all that he is. And so following the example of the shepherds, let's enthusiastically investigate Jesus. Okay, now let's go on to this last truth here. And that is, news this good calls for continual declaration. This is our part. Let me read verses 17 through 20. It says they came, or actually 17, when they had seen this, so they went and investigated, found it to be true, they made known the statement which had been told them about this child. And all who heard it wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. The shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as had been told to them. So do you see the pattern here? God tells the angels tell the shepherds tell Mary and Joseph, and then they go out and tell everybody else. So what do you think our role is? Just follow the pattern, okay? And now it's our job to go and tell other people about this good news of Jesus Christ. You don't have to get paid as a preacher to be able to talk about Jesus, okay? It's not just my job to talk about Jesus. It's all of our jobs, wherever we are. And you can reach people that other people can't reach, and vice versa, right? Because God has put people around us who need to know about the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So what's the good news that we are to declare? Go ahead and put up verses 10 and 11 there again. We're to declare good news of great joy. This is not news of condemnation. We're already condemned in our sins. This is news of release. This is news of freedom from the shackles of sin. Good news of great joy. Also, everybody's invited to come to Jesus. This is for all the people. No matter your skin color, your education, your mental or physical abilities, or your financial net worth, whatever that is or whatever it is not, this is for all the people. When each person in this place and across the world stands before God on Judgment Day, all things are equal. Your income really will not matter on that particular day. Your education level will not matter on that day. What have you done with Jesus Christ is what it comes down to. And then thirdly, he came to us. We talked all about this last night. John 1:14. Jesus was born. He became one of us. He was born in one of our cities. And so the shepherds can say, someone says to them, hey, where was the Savior born? Just up the road. Like a mile from here is where he was born. He moved into our cities. He took up residence in our midst. And he can identify with everything we go through. I'll reiterate that from last night. Everything we go through, he's experienced it. So he came to us. God reached down to us because we couldn't reach him on our own. But then fourthly, he's our Savior sent from God. He's Savior, he is Christ, he is Lord. And so he's a gift that we are to receive. A natural response is, first of all, to receive Christ. If you've never received Christ, I'll give you the opportunity in a minute. But if you know Christ as your Savior, just as the shepherds did, they went back praising and glorifying God. Better than any Christmas present I'm going to get today, or won't get, is Jesus Christ, knowing that I have eternal life. You don't have to give me a thing because I know my Savior. Amen? That's what it comes down to. John chapter 1, verse 12 says, "As many as received him, to them he gave the right to become a child of God, even to those who believed in his name." If you've never received Christ, if you're not sure of your eternity in heaven, if you don't know Christ as your Savior, this morning in your heart, in just a minute here, I'll give you a chance to pray to the Lord. You can say something like this: "By faith, I believe in what Jesus is. I believe the angel's announcement about him. I believe that he is our Savior, our Christ, our Lord, and he's for me." You could say, "Lord Jesus, I know you are the Savior, and I know I am a sinner. I put my trust in you today as my Savior, and I want you to be the Lord of my life. I invite you to take control from this day forward." And so let's all bow our heads, and in a moment of prayer, if you need to receive Christ, you can pray to him right now, and I'll pray in just a few seconds.